Hello everyone, it's Jim Phoenix here. I am the El Jefe of Haunted MTL, and it's my distinct pleasure to present a very special October surprise for you all. We are creating a live, that's right, absolutely live, unscripted, unedited, complete tour de force of an exquisite corpse. Our staff are coming together. We're sitting down, Zoom land, COVID friendly, don't worry. No one's driving, we promise. And we are absolutely going to create a story arc. We didn't even know how it's gonna start, to be honest. No one's talked beforehand, and hopefully we will talk afterwards still. But we hope you enjoy this. It's gonna be 1 minute chunks. You listen one per day, and by the time Halloween, you've got the entire story. How cool is that? So without any further ado, I bring you our exquisite corpse live. For the person starting out our story, we have Nicole. And we rock and roll from there. You're going to hear Jen. You're going to hear Brannick. You're going to hear Evie, or as Payne would say, Papa Shango. You're going to hear Court. You'll even hear Dr. Payne himself. And I think maybe you might even hear yours truly. But the most important thing is to sit back, have some fun. Remember, this does get explicit sometimes in swearing, sometimes in graphic description, because our staff, boy, do they have some graphic descriptions for you. But sit back, relax, enjoy. Nicole, take it away.
The rain was letting up, thank God. Lindsay breathed a sigh of relief. She'd been sure that she was going to run right off the road with the visibility. She kept glancing in the rearview mirror behind her, but there was nothing there. There hadn't been another car on the road in miles. Her dog, Ellis, was asleep next to her in the seat, her only companion. He had a scar above his right eye that had been the last straw, the reason she'd had to walk out. Some women left for their kids. She left for her dog. That was probably good enough. As the rain let up, she could see the moon, a crescent smiling down on her like the Cheshire Cat. She didn't know where she was going yet, but as she looked up at the streetlights, she noticed an inordinate amount of crows. It was normal to see crows once in a while, but it seemed like this was a lot. And she was glad to see them. At least there was something else alive out here on this godforsaken road besides her and her dog.